Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It looks like we're gearing up for a slightly hesitant start today.
That's right. Futures are looking a bit soft this morning. What's the early read?
Yeah, a touch of red across the board. S&P futures are down about 9 points. NASDAQ 100 futures are off by 30. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average futures are indicating an 82-point dip. All roughly 0.2% below fair value at the moment.
This weakness seems tied to that U.S.-China trade news, doesn't it? A framework agreement was announced, but the market's not exactly rolling out the red carpet.
Precisely. The Commerce Secretary confirmed a framework to implement the Geneva Consensus. But, and this is a significant but, there are no specific details yet. That information is all pending review and, more importantly, sign-off from both President Trump and President Xi.
So is this a classic sell the news reaction, or is it more about disappointment over the lack of concrete information?
It's likely a bit of both, you know? There's still some underlying hope for relaxed export restrictions on rare earths and advanced technology products. However, the current ambiguity is definitely casting a shadow. If the market truly believed those restrictions weren't going to be relaxed, we'd probably be seeing a much sharper decline than this.
Got it. And of course, everyone's on pins and needles for the May Consumer Price Index, due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern.
Absolutely. That's the big one today. The consensus is for a 0.2% rise, same as the prior month, and a 0.3% rise for the core CPI, which is up a tick from last month's 0.2%. This release is going to spark a lot of chatter about inflation trends and, critically, its implications for monetary policy and the broader economy.
No doubt. And what's happening in the Treasury market ahead of that key data?
Yields are ticking up slightly. The 2-year note yield is up 2 basis points to 4.03%, and the 10-year note yield is also up 2 basis points, sitting at 4.49%. Plus, we have a hefty $39 billion 10-year note reopening today, with results expected around 1 p.m. Eastern.
All right, let's shift gears and hit some individual names making waves pre-market. Chewy's in the spotlight.
Yes, CHWY. They beat earnings by a solid 18 cents, and revenues came in line with expectations. But interestingly, the stock is down over 8% in pre-market trading. A bit of a head-scratcher there, perhaps some profit-taking after a run.
Interesting. And then there's Dave and Buster's ticker Play, which seems to be experiencing the opposite reaction.
Exactly. Play actually missed earnings by 25 cents, though revenues were also in line. Despite the miss, the stock is popping, up nearly 6%. They reiterated their full-year outlook for CapEx and pre-opening expenses, and, crucially, highlighted very encouraging results in May, particularly a robust Memorial Day weekend with solidly positive sales.
So, strong forward guidance and recent positive trends are trumping the headline miss in this case. What else is moving significantly?
GitLab, GTLB, is another one to watch. They beat by 2 cents, reported inline revenues, guided Q2 EPS in line, and even guided FY26 EPS above consensus, reaffirming revenue guidance. Yet the stock is tumbling, down about 12%.
Wow, that's a harsh reaction for what sounds like a decent report. Any more positive stories out there?
General Motors GM is up a bit, about 0.6%, after announcing plans to invest around $4 billion in its domestic manufacturing plants over the next 2 years. That's a significant commitment. And NVIDIA, NVDA, is generating some buzz. CEO Jensen Huang mentioned that quantum computing is reaching in a, quote, inflection point. Also, Tesla, TSLA, is up over 2% after CEO Elon Musk expressed regret over some of his recent social media posts concerning President Trump.
Always something dynamic with Tesla. Any notable downgrades affecting sentiment this morning?
United Health, UNH, was downgraded to neutral from outperform at Robert W. Baird with a target of $312. The stock is off about 0.5% on that news.
Okay, let's take a quick look overseas. How did things shape up in Asia and Europe overnight?
Asia was broadly higher. Japan's Nikkei finished up 0.5%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng gained 0.8%, and China's Shanghai Composite also rose 0.5%. They seem to react positively to the U.S.-China framework news, even with the current lack of specifics.
And what's the mood in Europe as their trading day progresses?
More subdued over there. Major European indices are little changed. The STOX Europe 600 is down just 0.1%. They're digesting that same U.S.-China news and, of course, keeping a close eye on our futures. Spain's IBEX 35 is the notable underperformer, down nearly 1% following an earnings disappointment from retailer Inditex.
Let's pivot now to the broader market sentiment. Our internal analytics are flagging some interesting undercurrents.
Indeed. The overall vibe we're picking up is, let's call it tentatively bullish. Looking specifically at the SPY, we're observing resilience around that 602 level. There's been increased volume during the latest session, which suggests buyers are present at these current levels, preventing a more significant decline.
So what are the key technical levels for SPY that traders should be watching?
For SPY, support is clearly in the 600 to 602 range. On the upside, resistance is at 605. A convincing move above 605 could certainly open the door for further upside momentum.
And how about the QQQ? Similar picture?
Similarly, QQQ is showing strength around the 533 mark. Support there has been quite stable. We're watching 532 on the downside as key support, and 536 as the resistance level to overcome. Breaking above 536 could see QQQ pushing for new highs.
What about volatility? Any signals from the VXX?
The VXX has exhibited a decline, especially in the last few bars. This typically signifies decreasing volatility and uncertainty in the markets. A recent spike in volume with a downward closing price on VXX could indicate reduced demand for protection, which commonly precedes stable or even bullish market phases.
That's an interesting observation. Are any particular sectors standing out in this tentatively bullish environment you described?
Yes, there's a clear rotation happening. Consumer discretionary XLY and energy XLE have shown relative strength. This reflects a positive sentiment shift towards discretionary spending and energy reliance, suggesting a leaning towards risk-on sentiment.
And which sectors are lagging or seeing outflows then?
Conversely, consumer staples XLP and healthcare XLV have been relatively flat. This indicates less interest, as investors are potentially rotating out of these more defensive names and into higher-risk, growth-focused investments. This sector rotation suggests an optimistic outlook on growth prospects or improving economic conditions.
So putting all these pieces together, what are the potential scenarios we're looking at for the trading day ahead?
Well, the bullish scenario would involve a few things. The CPI data coming in favorably, perhaps cooler than expected, encouraging earnings results from other companies, and, technically, breakouts above those current resistance levels for SPY and QQQ. Continued low readings from VXX would also support such a bullish move.
And on the flip side, what would a bearish scenario look like?
The bearish scenario could be triggered by any negative economic data, especially a hotter-than-expected CPI print, any unforeseen heightened geopolitical tensions, or technical breakdowns through those support levels we discussed for SPY and QQQ. A significant increase in VXX would further substantiate such a bearish move.
So for traders tuning in and looking for some early ideas, what sectors or specific themes might be worth watching closely at the open?
Given that sector rotation, keeping an eye on consumer discretionary XLY and energy XLE for continued strength makes a lot of sense. Tech, especially around NVIDIA and anything related to AI or that quantum computing comment, will undoubtedly remain a focus. And, of course, those individual earnings movers like Play showing strength and CHWY showing weakness will see a lot of volume, offering opportunities for those who like to trade the immediate news.
But that GTLB drop, despite what seemed like a decent report, serves as a bit of a caution flag, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's a stark reminder that the market can be incredibly unforgiving if expectations are already sky high, or if there's broader profit-taking sentiment in a particular segment. So it's not just about the numbers themselves, but the market's reaction to those numbers. Context is key.
Excellent points. So, to sum it all up, futures are pointing to a slightly lower open. There's a lot of focus on that U.S.-China trade framework, or rather the current lack of specific details, and the big elephant in the room, the CPI data hitting the wires at 8:30 a.m.
That's the crux of it. Cautious optimism seems to be the prevailing theme as we head into the open, but that CPI number could really set the tone for the entire day, and potentially for the rest of the week. Traders should remain nimble, keep a close watch on those key technical levels on the SEI and QQQ, and pay very close attention to how the market digests that inflation report.
Fantastic. Lots to watch for indeed. Thanks so much for the comprehensive insights this morning.
Anytime. It's certainly shaping up to be an interesting trading session.
That it will. And that's your morning dose. We'll be back tomorrow to break down all the market action. Have a great trading day, everyone.